morning, everyone. Welcome to the Sip Outside podcast. My name is Katie Donaldson. I'm the communication specialist for the School of Natural Resources at the University of Tennessee Institute of Agriculture. Thank you for joining us today. And our guest today is Ash Cable. Would you please tell me your major?
Oh, yeah. I'm actually a PhD student. So my major is natural resources, and I work with bats, so that's my concentration.
And recently, you went on this study abroad trip, which was for the Wildlife Fisheries Sciences 425 course, mm-hmm. and it was Wildlife, Tropical Ecology, Conservation, and Field Methods, and it was in Belize.
Yes.
So if you wouldn't mind, just kind of tell me a little bit about that trip.
So I went with Dr. Adam Wilcox, and him and his wife, Dr. Emma Wilcox, have been leading this trip for almost a decade, and Emma didn't go this year, and she gave me the opportunity to go in her place. So I had the opportunity to be an instructor of record for the trip and teach the students as, like, a co-instructor with Adam. We were in Belize for 2 weeks, and we traveled around to different field stations, and we saw all kinds of different cultures and we learned about different field methods of how to survey for different types of wildlife, and we learned about agroforestry and, like, sustainable agriculture and illegal logging and all these, like, aspects of, like, tropical ecology and conservation that we don't really see up here.
And I know part of the course, like you said, we don't really see that up here, but part of the course was taking the methods that we use here yes. in Tennessee and applying them there in Belize.
Yes.
How did that go?
It went really well. So in wildlife, like you said, a lot of the methods we use for surveying wildlife, we do use, like, universally. So we learned how to do point counts to survey for birds, and we learned how to do mammal transects record what mammal species are in the area, and we learned how to do timber inventory, so we do that here. Crocodile spotlighting. We don't really do that, but we spotlight animals to see, you know, to count them sometimes. And we did bird mist netting and learned how, like, we catch birds with mist nets and how to band them. And then we also did a night of bat mist netting where we caught bats, a lot of fruit-eating and nectar bats. And then we did a stream ecology workshop where the students surveyed with, like, these nets. They surveyed the stream and the insects and the invertebrates in the stream to, like, determine how healthy the stream was. And we do all that here in the U.S. too. So
one of the animals you mentioned, crocodile, which we have alligators here yeah. versus crocodiles there. Could you talk about the different animals that you came across while you were in Belize?
Yes. The diversity is incredible because it's, like, Central America. The birds are just amazing. There are so many different types, and some of them are ones that we have here and, like, migrate there in the winter, or they just have really large ranges and they are also there. But there are some really crazy birds, like, for example, like, they have a species of turkey. It's called, they're calling it the Yucatan turkey, but it's also called, like, the oscillated turkey, and it's got, like, all these, like, colorful feathers, and it's, like, ridiculous, like, how amazing it is, like, compared to, like, our, like, plain brown turkeys.
Yeah.
I immediately, like, sent a picture to my grad student friend who's studying turkeys, and was like, look at this turkey. It was pretty cool. Crocodiles were scary, but in, like, a cool, good way. The bats are amazing, like, because most of our bats here are just, like, insectivores. At least in Tennessee, we only have insectivorous bats. So seeing, like, bats that eat fruit, bats that eat nectar, and some insectivores, too, like, that was really cool. the monkeys there are sneaky and kind of mean sometimes. Like they like come out of nowhere, like to check you out, and then they're like swinging from the. So we saw spider monkeys and howler monkeys. So the spider monkeys would like come up to us like in the canopy, and they would be like swinging and like throwing sticks at us. Like everything that they touch would just like fall down, on us. So, but they were cool. The howler monkeys are so loud. Like it's hard to even describe how loud they are. But that was crazy. What else?
I saw some leopards in the pictures that you showed me.
They're not leopards.
Jaguars.
They are jaguars. Okay. Yes, yes. They're down there, like, the jaguar is, like, a sacred animal to the Mayans. And so there's a lot of Mayans still living in Belize and, like, carrying on their culture. And that was, like, really cool to hear the stories of, like, the jaguar. And we went to the Belize Zoo and we got to, like, feed them. Well, we didn't feed the jaguars, but, like, the zookeeper put, like, you know, the chicken up to the fence, and the jaguar would, like, jump up and, like, lick it, and it was crazy. And the students got to feed the tapirs, and that was a big hit, because these tapirs are crazy. They're called mountain cows down there. And you see pictures of them online, but you just like don't know how big they are until you see them. And then they're related to horses. So I don't know if you've ever like fed a horse with like a carrot and like it does the weird like lip thing where it's like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, like how it lifts it and then it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the tapirs do like the exact same thing. And it's so weird. But the students really like that.
Speaking of students, what was it like being an instructor versus being a student on that trip?
For me, it was, like, amazing. It was kind of like a full circle moment because, like, I did a study abroad 10 years ago, actually, in 2013. And I just remember, like, on my trip, like, thinking this would be awesome, like, to one day, like, lead trips like this. And I remember it, like, changed my life, just the way that I see things. And so for me to, like, for Emma and Adam to give me that opportunity, like, I was really grateful. And, like, it was awesome, like, teaching the students. And I really didn't have to teach them a whole lot because we would go to these field stations and the guides would teach them, and I was learning, like, with them, but then, like, just to be there, like, to, like, chime in with, you know, this is how they do it here, this is what we do in the U.S., and, like, kind of compare, like, that was really cool. And then, like, the whole time I was just, like, making sure students were okay, like, handing out Band-Aids and Benadryl and hydrocortisone cream, and
so it was like keeping them healthy.
Yeah, just like making sure everyone gets out of Belize without like
that's important. That's very important. Yeah, I'm sure their parents really appreciated it. As far as the teaching goes, and you talked about how you also learn things, and you talked about the different cultures you experienced. Mm-hmm. So how varied were the cultures just kind of at all the different field stations that you were at?
It is incredible, like, how culturally diverse Belize is. Like, no matter, so when we were up at the north, and there was, like, there are people who are more of, like, Hispanic Maya descent, and then in certain parts of the country, and then other parts of the country, there's more, like, African descent. When we were at like that community is a Mayan community, and so there were a lot of descendants of the Mayans, and we got to like hear about how they're being like stewards of the land down there. And we got to visit a Maya women's group where we learned like how they cook traditionally. And when we arrived, the students did like a traditional dance with them, and then they took us in and they taught them how to make like chocolate and tortillas, and then we had a meal together, and it was really cool. We learned about like different, how they use the like different parts of the plant for medicine, but also like how they cook like all the parts of the plant. It's cool.
Speaking of just food in general, I'm a big food person.
Yeah.
Do you recall your favorite meal on that trip?
Yeah, I think my favorite meal is like the standard meal that they have down there, which is like a stewed chicken with rice and beans, or beans and rice. And
is there a difference?
There is a difference. Okay. And Adam was like quizzing the students on like which was which, and the answer is like rice and beans has more rice, and beans and rice has more beans. So,
oh,
and then sometimes they're served like separately, but sometimes they're like mixed together. But it was really good.
Yeah, sounds like it. You talked about how you studied abroad in 2013, and then you recently went on this trip. What would you say to students who are considering studying abroad right now?
If you can, like if you're financially and otherwise able to do it, then I definitely think that you should. It like really opens up your worldview, your perspective to like challenges that are going on like outside of the U.S. And in the U.S. we just have a very limited view of like conservation and like traveling to other countries, or even for other study abroads not related to conservation, but just like whatever your field is, we have a very limited view of that, and seeing like those other perspectives, like it really like grows you as a person, and I think it like grows you like professionally also. So
one final question, as far as conservation goes, you were talking about all the different cultures. Is there anything they do differently that you think would benefit us here in Tennessee or in the U.S. in general?
Yeah, definitely. There are things that we can learn from Belize and other countries. So tourism, for example, is 1/4 of their economy. And a lot of that goes towards funding these, like, field stations and conservation down there. And here a lot of our conservation is funded by like hunting and fishing licenses, and so branching out a little bit beyond just that, like having all our eggs in one basket of like hunting and fishing licenses is not going to be good, especially as fewer and fewer people are hunting and fishing. Like we should consider like these other avenues, you know, like ecotourism, and other things that maybe we just haven't thought of yet.
Is there anything I haven't asked you that you think people should hear about?
I don't think so. We had students from multiple programs across UT on the trip. So a lot of them were in our School of Natural Resources, either as like wildlife students or forestry students. But we also had like students from ecology and evolution and animal science. So it was kind of a group from different disciplines. And so I don't think that you necessarily have to be in wildlife and fisheries to, you know, go and enjoy this trip. Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us this week. Thank you, Ash, for coming on the Step Outside Podcast.